welcome to Cracking the Spine. That already happened.
I know. I'm
episode 103, I think. I just did 102.
It's the Laurentium episode.
The what?
The what?
The Laurentium.
What's that?
The 103rd element on the periodic table.
Oh my God. Named after Martin Lawrence.
Is that
Lawrence.
What you were looking up on your phone before the show started?
I told you I was doing some research, and you would find out in a second.
And it's named after Martin Lawrence,
it's
right?
Actually 15 seconds. Actually, I believe it's named after Lawrence
Arabia.
Nightingale. Husband to some lady.
That famous nurse, Lawrence Nightingale.
Welcome!
Facebook!
I'm Zane.
Oh, yeah, I'm Josh.
I'm Sean. And it's been a week.
Mm-hmm.
It has
and,
been.
Josh, what do you... Should we? Do we need to?
I think I read something.
Okay. All right. As a start.
Think really hard.
What was it? What did I... Come back to me.
Okay. We'll skip you for now. All right? You get a mulligan, as it were. Zane, what are we at? What are we reading?
I'm in the middle of moving. And I haven't had any time to read.
Oh, Moving by Steve Martin, the book about funny moves?
Martin, Steve Lawrence. Martin.
Is that a thing?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, you could have lied and said, yeah.
It's really hard to find time to read, dude.
Why are you whining? I tell my son all the time, words, not whines.
He whines constantly. Though.
My son?
Yeah. It's not
damn
working.
Right he does.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Maybe
where does he get it from?
You should try telling him something else.
Get him an Alexa. That'll shut him
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that'll help. Let's put an unblinking, all-listening robotic eye in my house connected
yeah.
to the world's worst
corporation
of all
Zane has one?
Time.
I do. It's
technically
true.
Dan
it's not
it.
The worst. I think Comcast is way worse than...
I mean, I bought it.
I saw
I
it.
Santa gave it to you.
Yeah.
No. I bought it for Dan.
It was the same Christmas that Dan got his other...
Wait, did Dan get it for Christmas?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Santa. That's Santa Claus.
We got candy, too.
but I'm still technically reading the fifth season, and it's so unfair because that book is so good... And I really want to finish it, and I just would really like to not be moving anymore so that I can finish it.
Well, just quit moving and finish your book.
I want to.
I don't remember. I probably didn't read anything.
Read it on the toilet.
No.
How long are you sitting on the toilet?
Thank you.
What can I read on the toilet?
Dude, shampoo bottles.
We did an entire episode on this, you guys.
We did.
Yeah, and I think Josh and I were like, who has
yeah.
all this free time
I'm not
on their
just
toilet?
Sitting
and I'm pretty
on my
sure
toilet.
That the response from the listeners was like, yeah, no, we do. We read on the toilet.
I mean,
okay, but like,
stop eating fire.
It's not like I'm spending half an hour in the bathroom that I
who
could
the fuck
also.
Reads for a half an hour in the bathroom.
I don't know what kind of reading am I supposed to accomplish
yeah, I don't
in
understand.
Like 2 minutes in the bathroom.
I don't understand the rules here.
Listen, sometimes a trip to the bathroom is 2 minutes, and that's fine. Most, in fact, I would say on average, the trip to the bathroom is 2 minutes. Sometimes you're in there for a little longer, for whatever reason. I mean, whatever
reason. Whatever reason. Well, how am
again,
I going to masturbate and read a book at the same time?
Well, it depends on what
hands.
Book you're reading.
Also, why would I do that in the bathroom? I can masturbate anywhere.
Well, yeah, because you don't have
like
a son
where?
That whines all the time.
Everywhere.
Like where?
Everywhere.
like
right
what window
outside.
Can we sit outside of?
Like right now?
Outside.
Are you doing it right now?
Inside. I'm thinking about it. Planning my, putting the moves on myself. Later.
Oh, hey you.
Oh, I haven't seen you in a while.
You're looking a little weird. You look uncomfortable and awkward. Why don't you leave your shirt on?
Oh, man.
Too much? Too close? All right.
Too close.
Sean.
Yes, thank you. What?
What are you reading?
Well, currently, actually, Zane, I'm not reading anything.
Oh, my God.
Because I finished two books this week.
That's, like, the stupidest. That's the
I finished the novelization of The Last Jedi. Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't... I don't think I remember... I mean, because I only saw the movie once.
Oh, the deleted scenes?
I don't think I... picked up on anything else other than the one we talked about last
There's
week.
There's a deleted scene where they're in the elevator on the super Star Destroyer.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they're like, effing! There's like a stormtrooper
yeah,
in there.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Effing! 217!
He almost calls him out. I thought that
yeah.
was... Yeah.
And he's like, great work, man! Because he's wearing like the captain outfit
the,
or whatever.
The
yeah.
commander's uniform, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah. I remember reading that, but I didn't... I guess I didn't remember
it's
not seeing
movie.
It in
yeah.
the movie.
Yeah.
But then I also picked up and read... The Armored Saint by Mike Cole.
I saw you tweeted about it today.
Dude, it's fucking fantastic.
What's it about?
The Saints from New Orleans?
No. It's fantasy. It's a fantasy novel. I can't remember what we decided was high or low fantasy, so I'm just going to call it middle ground.
Yay!
Well, I don't know what that is either.
It's
not high fantasy.
I'm very confused.
Are there orcs and elves?
No, but there are devils and like portals to other dimensions.
That's high fantasy.
That's pretty high fantasy.
Yeah. All right, I guess it's high fantasy. But it's
I want to read it. Portals and devils?
It's about 200 pages long.
Speaking my language.
And it's super quick. It's a super quick read. And it's a badass female hero.
Female Constantine.
And like it twists and turns. And so Mike Cole, for those of you who don't know who he is a veteran. He was a veteran of the Coast Guard, I believe, and a trained military historian. Like, if you follow him on Twitter, he knows a lot about, like, literally about ancient weapons and warfare.
A
lot about.
Dude, there's a podcast I love, Hardcore History. That guy knows a lot about that stuff too. It's fucking fascinating. Like, him talking about, like, how weapons were used. Like, we don't even think about it now. We're just like, oh, they used swords.
They used
and shit.
A sword,
right,
but,
like,
a spear.
There's, like, crazy shit that they did.
And not just, like, swords and spears or shields, like, the differences between those things, but, like battle alignments and, like, the tactics for moving troops through the field.
Yeah.
But it doesn't read like a military history. It just reads like a really, like, poetic fantasy novel about a really interesting world, and it I don't want to say anymore. I don't want to say anymore because it's a relatively new book. And
when did it come out?
April, like last month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On my birthday, probably.
Probably.
My birthday's in April,
and I'm a little. I mean, I don't want to say I'm angry, but like it was published by the company that I used to work for, and. Yeah. Copies of it were sitting in the office when I left last year.
You
and I,
dummy!
I just like I was like, "Oh, that looks good. I'll probably get to that at some point."
What's it like being such a dummy?
And then you were just like,
"I don't know. Just,
I quit."
It feels like this. It feels like everything.
And then they fired you, and they didn't fire you.
Did not fire him.
They didn't give me. They didn't get the chance. I quit.
Damn.
But it's super great, and I highly recommend it to anybody. And I am not yet finished the James Comey book.
Oh right, yeah.
Just because I got so wrapped up in The Armored Saint, so...
Spoiler alert, the James Comey book ends with him talking about his perfect masturbation ritual.
Is that right?
Interesting.
Yeah. Probably, and he probably wrote it while in the bathroom.
Yep, probably.
Yeah. I think with that, it's time to take a break. But not a bathroom break.
Uh-oh.
Understood?
Well, you guys might want to read, so...
No promises.
Welcome back to episode 103 of Cracking the Spine. I remain Sean.
I'm Zane.
I'm Josh.
And it's the Lawrencium.
Yeah, we got
we
it.
Know.
We got it.
For all you chemistry nerds out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that one of those, that's one of those man-made ones, right? That they smash
it
together?
Yeah, I think it's a certain, like, above a certain number, they're all man-made.
I think it's 93, right? What, 92. Plutonium's 92, I think.
Is that right?
I think so.
Because, like, the number of electrons that occur in nature...
They only last for a little bit.
Right.
That's like some weird thing. I don't know.
Okay.
Ask the aliens.
They don't know.
Unobtainium.
Vibranium.
Vibranium. That's the one.
Yeah.
Adamantium.
Adamantium. That's real.
Oh, Sean, what are we talking about?
Right? Because usually I ask you, Zane.
Sean was gesturing to me and I didn't know why.
He was like doing actual show stuff and we were like, what is this?
Adamantium.
We're talking about fake metal from movies.
There's a lot of dead air here. What's going on? We got a great suggestion.
Woo!
Wow. Wait for it.
Woo!
Once again from Amy Rhodes Miskovich.
Woo!
Who gave us last week's suggestion.
Yeah, keep them coming.
Long-time listener, second-time caller, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Other suggestions? I don't know.
Suggester.
Anyway, and it was in an email with several show topics. And this one was, and it's very simple. library best practices, and then in parentheses, how to make the most of your library card.
Oh my god.
Use it.
Well, use it or lose it, like your pee-pee.
I guess I don't know how it works in places that don't have a large tax base to draw from.
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate that
we live in Bucks County.
I live in Bucks County, and Bucks County has
a great library system.
It's a great library system because it's very well funded.
Yeah. So, Michener.
What?
The James A. Michener Library.
James A. Michener is a museum.
That's my library. It's called that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Part of the Bucks County Library System.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, it's so well-funded, I don't even know it.
The Michener's, they ran this joint. They weren't just Michener's, they were rich.
Actually, the house that I live in is a twin, and the side we don't live on was one of the places where James A. Michener was, like, it's historically registered.
Did he blow his nose there?
But he lived there as a child.
So did probably. He blow his hose there?
Yeah. Do you guys want to know what my side is called?
It's called, like, the Ravenclaw or something.
It's not. You guys have both been to my house on many occasions.
The Butt Hut.
The Butt Hut.
Close. I live in the Harry Mann house.
That makes sense.
Harry, M-A-N-N. Harry Mann.
All those houses are named, right? Like, Nikita's house was the Nightingale.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of historical homes in
Name of the town? What's the name of the place that it's, like, where you have your weddings and stuff in Doylestown? I think the Michener's own it.
Oh, are you talking about the Mercer Museum?
Not the Mercer Museum. It's
Fonthill?
Not Fonthill. It's, fuck.
The Church of Jesus?
Shit, no.
It's like, we'll come back to you.
Are you talking about the Aldi Mansion?
Aldi Mansion.
Okay. But,
Well, good. I'm glad we figured it out and there was an end to that.
It would have bothered me.
So, among the things I like to do with my library card, other than, you know, go to the library... I mean, obviously, go to library, find book, check book out, right?
Yeah.
But one of the things that the Bucks County Library System will do, and I can't imagine that this is exclusive to that system, is if the book exists in your library, like in your county, you can reserve it and have it delivered to the library.
Yeah, they have their like own mail truck.
Yeah.
And it drives around.
And then they'll email you when it comes in and give you like 2 weeks to come pick it up.
Why don't they just email me the book?
Actually. Well,
go ahead, Zane.
They do that.
Yeah.
What?
You can get like ebooks from your library now.
How?
It's
incredible.
It's an app, and I can't think of what it's called.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But basically, like with your library card, you get access to. Like an unbelievable amount of ebooks.
Yeah.
And
what?
Yeah, and like it's a special app that you can get and then you can read ebooks. So like you don't even have to go to the library to access it.
Thank God.
It's really incredible, honestly.
I just remembered it's called Overdrive.
Remembered/looked it up.
Overdrive.
Thanks, Zane.
You're welcome, Sean. You're welcome.
Pull back the curtain and reveal the tiny little man instead of the giant that everybody thought I was.
You're welcome.
The Harry Mann house that everyone thought you were.
Also, the library is a great resource for those who don't have access to the internet at home.
Yep.
That is
because
true.
You can go use the internet at the library.
Don't look at porn though there.
It always astounds me when I go to the library because I don't use the library for the internet. But like you can walk past and like see what people are doing. And I guess there's a part of me that thinks like, oh, well, if people are using the internet at the library, they're doing like research papers or
They're
doing the same shit you do at home.
The internet's
internet.
For just shit looking at.
No, I mean, it's not just shit looking at.
It's shit looking at. That's all the internet.
There's other stuff. I mean, there's actual information behind the shit looking.
Yeah. It's wonderful. I'm not saying that looking at shit is bad. It's great. Everyone should just look at shit all day long.
Done.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, man.
Are you looking at Zane? I can't tell.
Yes, you can.
He's making eyes at you.
Ooh. My library.
And
the James...
we're making eyes in Allentown.
Go ahead. The James A. Michener Library. They updated the
thing. They heard it, Zane.
And now you don't even need to go to a person. It's like a fucking Star Trek kiosk.
Yeah.
And you like put your book on it, and it's like, boop, and it like knows what the book is.
Yeah, cool. I don't know how I feel about that because I'm an old person.
Yeah, you are.
And librarians are so important.
Well, that's my worry is that like when I read the like there was a sign at the front of the library that was like these are how you do checkouts now. Uh-huh. And it was like, this frees up our librarians to do other things.
Yeah.
And like
what?
Okay. But at a certain point, like, we're just gonna automate them. Like, we're just gonna have like those rolling robots with the
faces.
I'm
okay with that.
Like the Boston Dynamics robot.
Because a librarian, like, understands like cataloging knowledge and information mm-hmm. so much better than anyone else in the universe.
Right.
And like to have a guide around that knowledge and someone to like direct you and help you out. Like, it's not just about, you know, someone who can recommend a book to you. It's about someone who is like helping you navigate through the world of research or, you know, fiction or whatever it is that you're interested in.
Yeah, but then
and,
each
like,
library needs
the organization
to have
of that knowledge and
a
that
head wizard.
So, well, yes, which is basically what a librarian is.
And then they have robots that do their bidding.
No.
We need more librarians, not less.
No, we need a head wizard.
Also, like, you know, behind her glasses and her hair pulled up in the bun, like, you know, like, you've seen enough of those movies to know that, like...
Yeah, I watch them at the library.
Right. Your librarian steers you to them.
Yeah. Go to the library because your librarian might be sexy.
Well, I mean, that's not the reason to go to the library, but the question that was asked by the listener was, and I'm going to quote here, how to make the most of your library card. And I think that procreation and continuing the human species is part of making the most of it.
Yeah, Zane, you want more librarians. Where do you think they come from?
Right, thank you, Josh.
Fuck yeah.
Don't high five over that.
Where do you think they come from? You think they grow on trees?
Cock.
Zane is apparently not okay with librarians being attractive.
Yeah, fucking cock is weird. How you get more librarians. It is a little weird, Zane.
Also, at my library, you can rent, or I guess it's not rent.
Oh,
rent,
yeah.
You can check out cake pans. And, like, baking goods.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because...
Why not?
Yeah, because like, so, for example...
Because the library's the best place in the world. That's fucking
like,
why.
Your kid wants to have a mermaid birthday cake, right? And you want to make your kid a mermaid birthday cake.
From the hit 1984 movie Splash?
Or the hit 1990s movie The Little Mermaid?
Yeah. She dies in the book.
Or the hit 2000s movie Aquamarine.
Or the hit 2010s movie... The Shape of Water.
There you go. Now we're doing it.
you don't want to go buy a mermaid cake pan, but you want to make the cake.
I get it.
So you get it the one time.
I wouldn't even know where to buy a mermaid cake
pan. Well, now you don't have to
You don't have to. Get a library card.
How come we haven't been going and making mermaid cakes? Question.
We could.
I think my favorite thing about the library is actually something that doesn't require a library card.
Well, that's not the question.
The bathroom?
I love
shitting in public.
I love going to the library as just like a haven.
Yeah.
It's just like a place to sit and spend a few hours reading books, sitting quietly.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm totally
like,
with you.
Yeah.
It's got a
when
full
I was
feel
in college, when I was in Boston, when I would have a few hours, I didn't live on campus and I would have a few hours to kill where it wasn't really enough time to go home and come back. And I used to walk downtown to go to the Boston Public Library, and it's like it's like four stories, and it's honestly very like an industrial type feeling on the outside. Like, it's not super pretty and a lot. Like, it's not a very majestic
That's
library,
Boston
but
for
like
you.
If you went all the way up to the top floor, like, it was just there was no one up there. So peaceful.
Did you find
it was
a
my
ghost
favorite
up there?
Way. No, it wasn't. It
no
wasn't
human
that kind of
stack
library.
Books like this.
It was just it's my favorite way to like kill a few hours is to go to the library, and I always end up going to I'm like, I'm just gonna spend some time, like, I'm gonna sit down and read some books or whatever, go online, and then I'm always like, also now I need to check out like three books.
Also, like, to double down on your point, libraries in major metropolitan areas are like a fucking godsend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Free Library of Philadelphia is amazing. The New York Public Library
I've been
is
there
like
once.
Unbelievable.
It's like a museum you don't have to pay to get into.
Yeah.
Like, when you were describing it, like, it's like, I'm amazed that you don't often hear tourists say, like, you know, we went to the Philadelphia Art Museum, we went to the Franklin Institute, and we went to, like you missed the
They're
library.
They're too busy raving about the Lion King.
The musical?
What?
Yeah.
I got it. It was a joke.
Or
oh,
Central Perk from Friends.
Hey, I went to Cheers when I was in Boston. It's nothing like the show.
Dude, Cheers.
You hate that show, don't you?
I do hate Cheers.
I don't get it. All right. All right, anyway.
That's a whole different topic.
It's a whole different thing.
I wouldn't rent it from the library, which you can also – that's my favorite thing. When I was a little kid, part of the reason I love movies so much is I was an only child and my parents didn't love me. So, and they did an electronic babysitter for me.
Right.
So they would let me – and my mom and dad were like totally cool with me renting whatever I wanted. So I would go and I would rent Star Wars and I would watch it endlessly. And I would rent everything that I could, like, possibly rent. And I just sat for hours, like, watching old Doctor Who.
Yeah.
King Kong. I think it was the first movie I ever saw was King Kong. Like, it's great. You can rent the VHS tapes.
The fucking library has video games. Like, you can get a PS4 game from the library.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get anything. Anything.
And, it's, like, late fees. Like, late fees. Like, it's, like, what's
it's
it
like
now?
10 cents.
That's not anymore. I mean, it's more than that now, but it's, like, 50 cents. Like,
yeah,
it's like
50!
It's not expensive. And they do give you...
Hey, I'm the old man here.
Two bits?
They do give you, like, kind of... They give you these books for, like, unbelievably long amounts of time.
So it's, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
It's 3 weeks for a not new book.
Yeah.
Most new books, it's 14 days. This is at least in my library system. And, like, the brand new... bestsellers is 7 days.
Right.
But you get 3 renewals, and you can renew online. You don't have to go back to the fucking library to do it.
Like, I live so close to my library, and I only ever go there when my mom takes me there to go before we go visit my grandmother in the home. I never really get books there or anything.
And the other thing...
Surprise.
Like,
shocker.
That we haven't hit on yet is the classes and the things you can learn at the library for free. Like,
do they teach you how to bake?
English is a second language. Foreign languages. Yes, you can take baking classes at the library.
Yeah.
They host movie nights.
Like, a lot of, like, you know, if you're studying for, like, your real estate exam, you can have the test proctored at your local library. Like,
yeah.
There's a million things. Yeah, like, you can take tests in there, stuff. Like, you just have to call them and set it up. It's not difficult. Like, they serve so many functions.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I think that's why I love just, like, going to the library and just being there.
And how about that Dewey Decimal System?
How about that Dewey Decimal
System? Robots. I'm all about this robot stuff.
You know what I miss? You know what I really, really miss? And I'm going to show my age here for a second.
Uh-huh.
Legit card catalogs.
Yeah, I remember
like
those.
The big wooden cabinet.
They look great.
With like 500
drawers. We should get you
one. And the smell of like the cards
and
the stuff.
Like, and Josh, like, when you're editing this, if you can find the sound of a card catalog
if you
drawer
the smell
being
smell
opened.
Of it too.
Let me fully in some smell.
but
that would be
like
great.
There's a sound of that small narrow drawer full of paper opening.
It slides like
and the cards like get caught, so it's like bicycle spokes.
I remember the feel of because it's so old and it's been in and out. This sounds like many times that like it's so smooth and it's like it's worn on itself for ages.
Keep going.
I'm done.
It's like it's been rubbed with sandpaper.
Maybe lacquered up a bit. I like to get lacquered up and then go to the library.
I like to get lacquered up and go to the Boston Library.
Is that your Boston accent?
No, it's
hey
a tourist
there.
Going to Boston. See, I already said it's a tourist destination.
Do you know where Cheers is?
We went to Indianapolis a couple of years ago.
Woo! I was there. It's a great place.
Indianapolis is actually not a bad downtown. Like, you wouldn't expect it to be as good as it is.
My favorite part about Indianapolis, no cars. People don't live there. Literally. Like, you could just walk across the street and be like, I probably won't die because there's nobody here.
Yeah, it's...
Is it like a Pittsburgh situation where, like, people don't live downtown?
Correct.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, the suburbs feed in at 7 o'clock.
It's flat.
And then they're out at 5 o'clock.
You can see 27 miles away.
But their downtown public library is a brand new... I mean, brand new. It's less than 10 years old. And it's a 7-story glass building. And it's stunning. Like, it's the money that the city has put into it. It's just like there's – we went to the kids' floor because I was there with my kids. And there were like little study nooks, but the study nooks' walls could be slid around. So you could either like study by yourself or move the room so that you could fit your study group of like 20 in there. And there were like outlets all over the floors, and that's it was like cool. Those outlets that have the grounded plug, but also the USB plug.
The USB plug,
like
it was
just and like those egg chairs, so that, like you could just sit.
I like that because like, I don't
and
like
just disappear. And that was just one floor.
One of the things I don't like about public places is when people are behind me. I don't like when there's people behind me, and if I'm reading, I don't want people to like see what I'm reading.
Right.
Sure.
Not that I'm reading anything.
That you could just stop there.
Yeah, not that I'm reading anything.
No, that's what the computers are for.
Right.
Not that I'm reading anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have egg.
He hates guys in the bathroom behind them.
That's true.
That does
suck.
That's
really annoying.
Guys in the bathroom behind you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Don't stand there behind me.
Yeah.
China whiz.
Yeah.
In the public library. Anyway, I like to be alone. I like to be leaving alone. Don't talk to me. And libraries, like, nobody talks to you at a library.
No.
Because you're doing stuff.
You know what else I miss? I want to put this out there, guys.
Robots.
I'm old. No, I don't miss robots. They're not there yet. Microfiche.
Yeah, we had a microfiche at the store that my family owns. We used to just play with it. We were like, this is incredible.
But, like, I remember when I was a kid. Like,
it was
why
you went to the library.
We had to do research projects, and it was like, you know, look in the newspaper from 1972, and like they would have the microfiche of it.
You know what I love too is
dude, that was dope. It was like solving a puzzle. Like
paper copies, like that they've bound of old newspapers.
Oh,
and stuff.
I can smell that. I
like,
can smell
and
that
they're
shit
those
now.
Big ass fucking books.
You gotta pull it up by the handle, like Excalibur.
Dude,
it's
so much fun. It's so cool.
It's like the closest thing like that there is to like I was making a joke, but it's like the closest thing to like like an alchemy lab or like a wizard place.
Yeah.
Like there's like old books.
Yeah, man,
and
wizards
things.
Love books.
Guys, we should record an episode in a library.
They're going to hate that.
We should totes do it.
We should do a live show of me getting my library card because I don't think I have one anymore. Do I need
ID? I had lost mine from when I was little, and I recently had to get a new one because they were like, yeah, well, you're not in our system anymore.
Yeah.
it was super easy, and it took like 5 minutes, and they literally handed me the card, and I was able to walk out with like a stack.
5 minutes.
And the other thing about late fees or like having a library card, so we have two accounts in my house. My wife has an account, and I have an account. We could probably get a family account, but what's that?
A family account? Is that a thing?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So the
library cards that we have are those little plastic things on your keys, like when you go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I hate those things.
So I don't hate them in theory, but
they
we have like 500
gross.
Of them.
Yeah, they're just
they get gross.
Yes. They'll peel.
They get
and
peel
stuff.
And brown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so one of the accounts, I can't remember if it's hers or if it's mine, has like a. I don't want to say a big balance on it, but it's like over $10. Like,
wow!
Dude, return your books.
You could have just bought a library for $10.
DVDs. It's all about DVDs. We checked out Doctor Strange and didn't watch it for a while, and then
it's on Netflix now.
I know. Actually, it was on Netflix when we checked it out. It's a whole thing. Anyway,
it's right there.
I know. Again, it's a thing.
I want to hear this story.
Well, it was Blu-ray. Anyway,
it's better.
I don't.
It's not as good. On
not
Netflix.
The point. Not the point of,
well,
of
it's
this
gonna be the
particular
point.
Tangent. when I go to check books out on that particular account, like I'll scan the card, and then the thing will say like,
it says police come out.
No, it says like. It says
a robot with a baton.
you have a I don't know $10.20 balance on this account. Do you want to pay it now or later? And I'm like, later. And it's like, okay, go ahead and check your shit out.
It's crazy.
I imagine
there's
probably like a point I will reach on late fees where I won't be able to do that anymore.
Yeah, probably.
But like at $10, they're like, yeah, we know you're good for it.
Yeah, well, they're not getting funded by like your $10 late fee, right? They don't care. Like
it's all grants.
It's all yeah,
grant
it's all
money.
They don't care.
In fact, for two straight summers a couple of years ago, I taught a workshop that I created at not my library, but a library in our county system.
The James A. Michener Library?
No, it was the New Hope Library. And I got grant money to teach this class. It was called Storytelling in Video Games. And it was like a 6-week syllabus that I created. And I got a lot of money for it. Mm-hmm. Like a significant amount of money. Because if your library has a good director, he or she is really good, has to be very good at getting funds.
Right.
Like, that's their job.
Yeah.
So, we all know that libraries are not a permanent thing. And there's a lot of...
Not with that attitude, Zane.
Right? Seriously, Debbie Downer?
Jesus, I'm gonna go fucking cry now.
Well, I don't think, you know,
here we go.
A secret that libraries are kind of endangered.
I think there's a constant sense of threat. Yeah. I don't think libraries as an institution are legit in danger.
Well, I think that they are, like, criminally underfunded.
Well, yeah, we all agree with that.
So are schools, and so are...
Yeah.
Yeah. No one's on the other side of that argument. Anyway, what I was going to say was, what is the best thing that we can do as avid readers and people who love libraries? What is the best thing that we can do to support libraries?
That's a great question. I don't know. Like, I don't know, like... I don't know.
Record episodes of podcasts encouraging listeners to... I'm just spitballing here. To go to the library.
Yeah, go to the library.
Like, people will write in all the time. Not all the time. We get a lot of emails from people who say, like, I don't have an independent bookstore in my town. They close my Barnes & Noble. I get my books from the used bookstore mm-hmm. or from the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go to your library.
Yeah.
Find your local library.
Every used... Not to shit on used bookstores, but every used bookstore that I've ever been to around here, I've paid, like... real, like, new book prices for a book.
Right.
And it's like, yo, like, this book's not worth, like, even $10. Go to your fucking library and just check it out for 3 weeks or whatever, and then don't read it, and then keep getting late fees, and then be like me and maybe read it someday.
Hmm.
I think, ultimately, it's a matter of, you know, remembering that they're there, remembering to utilize them, and, recording episodes of podcasts in them. Like, I think those are the things that we can do. You asked the fucking question, dude.
He really wants to record this podcast in the library. Did you hear how many times I just said fuck?
What do you think, Zane? What would you say?
I don't know. It was a real question.
Yeah, it's tough.
It was a real question because, you know, the way that libraries work, I sometimes feel like just going and using the library maybe isn't enough to, you know, communicate to the powers that be and the people who decide where funds go that, you know, a library is worth someone's time or worth their money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a real question. It wasn't a question that I knew the answer to. It was a real question about what we can do as, you know, people who not only, you know, value being able to go and get a book from the library, but, you know, I value the, archiving of important information.
I'm with you on that. Absolutely.
Important knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, how can a normal everyday human being like myself help support my local libraries and also libraries in general? What can we do, listeners?
If you have really bad eyesight uh-huh. and you have a lunch break and you work at a bank, you can take some books into the vault, and then when a nuclear war happens, you save those books. And there was time now.
Time enough at last.
There was time now.
Don't you guys hate when people say library?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What, dude, Harrison Ford says it in the new Indiana Jones.
The Crystal Skull?
He says library. And I'm
no,
like,
he doesn't.
Dude, it drives me.
All right. Edit it in right here.
Excuse me, Dr. Jones.
Yes.
I just had a question on Hargrove's normative culture model.
Forget Hargrove. Read Ver Gordon Child on diffusionism. He spent most of his life in the field.
You want to be a good archaeologist? You gotta get out of the library!
And I'll put in the other thing that he says. Part time! He says, okay.
What?
When Shia LaBeouf is like, you're a school teacher? Like, in the trailer, there's a cut of him saying part-time. A normal person would be like, part-time, right?
Right.
Or like, part-time. He goes, part-time.
Part-time.
It's like, maddening. Like, why the fuck did he say it that way?
Josh is hung up on Crystal Skull, man.
Your first problem.
Dude, look.
Yeah,
I love Indiana Jones so much.
A second watching of that movie was your first mistake.
I know, dude.
There's so many parts in that where I'm like, okay, we're back.
It bothers me that Indiana Jones, of all people, would mispronounce library.
He wouldn't.
I know.
He's a fucking professor. of history and shit. How many times in his day does he say library?
I mean, we're getting a little off topic here, but that's what happens when everything is done in post. Like, you get the cut, and then
this is off topic. We're still talking about libraries.
Yeah, we're talking about library. We're saying library. Our time.
We brought this back around to shitting on Steven Spielberg, and then it's going to land in a Ready Player One conversation.
Until you brought it up.
You have to watch that.
My library hosts a D&D night.
That's pretty cool.
Right?
Who's the DM?
That's a good question. I've never gone.
Oh, well, why don't we go? Part time.
We'll go to our library part time.
Part time. You never heard it?
I saw that movie once.
I don't remember that.
I saw it in the movie theater.
Yeah, so did I.
And at the monkey part, I was like, yo.
Dude, when that monkey has the same haircut as Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I blanked that part out, dude.
Oh, you don't remember that?
Yeah.
Like the monkey.
Yeah, he looks at it.
Like the monkeys are swinging, and you know, he has that, like.
The monkey, look at
him! Yeah, so he's got, like that curly.
Yeah,
he's got that.
And, like, he looks over, and there's a monkey that basically gives him, like, one of these,
Fonzie,
the finger.
No.
Yeah.
Yo. Cute. I don't mind the Siafu ants, because I know that was the thing. Like, he always wanted the ants. I don't mind that. Whatever. Put the fucking Siafu ants in there.
The whole jungle chase scene. Like, Cate Blanchett doing a sword fight, standing up in the back of a moving Jeep. Yeah. Like, and then the monkeys. Like,
yeah.
It would have been better. It honestly would have been better if that whole scene was shot like a chase sequence from the TV show The Monkees. With, like, there's six doors and five guys running between them. And, that would have been better.
Oh, man.
Thank you for indulging me on that one, guys.
It's time for a break.
Part time.
We need to cool down a little bit.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Maybe quick watch the scene of that monkey with Shia LaBeouf here.
All right.
Welcome back to episode 103. I'm still Zane.
I'm Josh.
Oh. I'll go third. I'm Sean.
I thought we were going clockwise.
No. Is this a prime number episode? It is, isn't it?
I don't know. Is 103 a prime number? I don't know.
I don't know. Hey, Siri, is 103 a prime number?
Don't Siri things.
103 is the natural number following 102.
Wow.
Good answer.
Fucking amazing. Thank you, technology.
Way to go.
Maybe you're right about this robot.
I bet the librarian would know.
Maybe Zane's right about this robot.
So, I would actually be interested to know if anybody out there listening lives in a place that is not...
Yeah.
Does not have good library support.
Yeah.
Because... Obviously, we're in a very privileged position here.
Yeah, on the liberal elite East Coast, so we have a lot of that stuff.
And I know we have listeners. fortunate to have listeners all over the country and all over the world.
All over the world. I'm really interested to hear all the different parts of this country and what the libraries are like. Like, I know we have Polish.
I know we have some Icelandic listeners. Like. I want to know what your...
We have a couple Australian listeners.
I was going to say Australia. I wonder what their libraries are like. Probably good.
I would love to do a follow-up episode about, like, the libraries around the world.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do any
research. Russell Crowe's libraries around the world.
No, I mean, I want to just read emails from people. I don't want to do actual research.
Yeah,
that
can
we do both?
Sure.
You can do the research.
Yay!
Sure. Yeah, I'm not going to stop you.
Okay.
I'll just talk over you.
I know.
Does every library in Australia... have a Crocodile Dundee statue.
Part-time.
Part-time.
Probably.
They should.
I mean, they probably... It's the ones that don't have a statue probably have, like, a wing. Like the...
Yeah, the Paul
Crocodile
Hogan.
Dundee reading room. You know, the Yahoo Sirius computer lab.
Yahoo Sirius.
That was Young Einstein, baby.
Young Einstein. That was on HBO constantly.
Remember Jocko? Nobody else remembers Jocko.
I remember Jocko. Was that the other movie he was in?
No, Jocko was another Australian celebrity.
Oh.
He was like Hans and Franz, but Australian.
Oh,
and
no.
He sold batteries on commercials.
Oh, he
Energizers.
Did.
Oi!
I remember the Isuzu man.
That was his thing.
Joe Isuzu.
He wasn't Australian.
No, he wasn't.
That was a comedian named David Leisure.
Yeah.
He was on the show. What was that show called?
I'm getting left behind.
Empty Nest.
I was gonna say Empty Nest. Yes. Yes, it was Empty Nest.
We don't know shit.
And the star of that show was named Richard something or
Kind.
No.
No, I can think he had a dog.
The dog was named Dreyfus.
Yeah, and that show was a that show was a spinoff of Golden Girls. They were together. They would hang out with each other sometimes. Right. One time, the Golden Girls put a jetpack on and flew into the empty nest house.
Is that true?
No, but that did happen on Family Matter. No, on Full House. Urkel jetpacked into the Tanner house.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh. You know, Growing Pains had a spinoff called Just the 10 of Us, where it was about 10 people that lived in the same family, and three of the daughters were super hot. That was like the setup of the show.
Yeah.
Hot daughters.
Oh my god, it was the original Loud House. Anyway.
Roundhouse on Nickelodeon?
Whenever my life gets me so down, you know I can go down.
The only one here who has kids.
To where the... Well, this is Roundhouse. This is from all of our childhood.
Roundhouse, yeah.
Snick.
Was that the song for Roundhouse?
To be
fair, as long as the music is playing, you know what I'm saying.
I kind of suffered through Roundhouse just to get to...
I know that I can find a friend.
I don't remember Roundhouse.
Down at the Roundhouse, like boom, and they do like a freestyle dance.
That's kind of like The Grind, but for kids.
No.
It was kind of like In Living Color for white people.
I remember Roundhouse, but I don't remember that song.
That was the end song. The end of every episode would be...
They would all sing it.
They would say, cue the theme song and roll the credits. And then they would all like
perform.
A cappella, do that part. Yeah.
That's why I hate it. I get secondhand embarrassment from a cappella.
But yeah, I'm with you, Josh. Yeah, you would sit through the end of Roundhouse to get to Ren and Stimpy.
You get to Ren and Stimpy, or what was after it? Midnight Society.
Yeah.
Are You Afraid of the Dark? You're Afraid of the Dark. Yeah.
Farts,
yeah. Yeah, it was the best show.
Yeah, man.
Facebook.
Twitter.
Email.
Pinterest.
Oh, right now there's a discussion on our subreddit about how Josh is the best writer on the show.
What? That's true. I am.
Mm-hmm. So hit up that thread.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on that.
What? You don't think so?
I'm gonna have to see what the thread says.
I didn't know
about
this.
It talks about... I mean, the thread's basically about fantasy fiction.
Yeah, those were very serious stories.
Well, take it to the fucking Reddit.
The time when I made up a bunch of shit and it's so good.
Also, they all like conveniently forgot that I was on fantasy.
Your story
fiction.
Was great. Clip clop.
Mm-hmm.
Now we owe
Sounds
all
like
kinds of
fun.
Money.
We sure did. Good times.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was one of the times that I went over to Josh's house.
One of them.
Cool. Also, we're pretty sure that we're going to be moving
somewhere.
Hosts.
Yeah.
That we're going to be having the show hosted somewhere else because Podomatic is a piece
forever.
Of bullshit fucking shit.
You know how often Podomatic works?
Never.
Part time.
Oh, I get it.
Not even.
That's it.
Check them out. Books. Check them out. At your library.
Part time.